Idea Man.
I was out playing with the tournament director, Nate Pokrath, and we ran into Strick, and Strick asked that same question.
Innovator.
You know, he said, how was it? And both of us were like, it's way too, it's a tough course. There's water, and, you know, for us, 15 handicap plus, it's a tough course.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And Steve Deadpan looked at us and was like, well, I made 9 birdies.
Well, yeah, you did, bro.
No blank, you did. You designed the course, and you're a professional golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch. So Apple is making news. Apple is now cooking up its own artificial intelligence technology. So you don't have to download an app like ChatGPT. You can just have it in their operating system. That's what they announced yesterday. And some of what it'll be able to do, and I'm curious if this like talks to you or not, if this is exciting for you. It says, hey, it'll say to you, like, hey, do you want to chat with artificial intelligence about this? Do you want someone to summarize an article for you? Or the phone may ask you, would you like me to draft a text message for you? Would you take advantage of your iPhone if it was going to draft a very deep text message that you needed to send to somebody?
No, I am totally against it. And listen, I know this is the way the world's heading. I think artificial intelligence, everybody is getting into it. And don't you think it's just going to make our society lazier? And it's going to make things where it's going to make things easier for sure. It's going to do probably a ton of good stuff, but are we really looking at all of the negative things that it's going to do too? So this is a train that I understand. I'm going to get run over. You're not going to stop it. It's not going to slow down. But while there's all kinds of ease that comes with this, do we really know, like, how is a, you know, are we now every thought we have and everything else, is it going to be, I'm already paranoid about talking in front of my phone,
right?
And ads pop up that I don't Google search or anything else. And now we're going to just willingly, hey, you know, ChatGPT or artificial or Apple artificial intelligence, is it just going to be a constant monitoring? I have a ton more questions than I'm like super excited about it. So I am more concerned about this, I think, than I think most people. But again, man, I just don't think this locomotive is going to stop. And it's, all right, what are you going to do? Are you going to live your life without a cell phone? Are you going to live your life this way? No, you're not. So how are you going to go about doing it where it can be as beneficial to you without all of the other things that I believe are going to come up? And I just don't think we've had a really thoughtful discussion on that.
I think another feature that they were talking about was the ability to just exchange cash with another iPhone user, like we do with AirDrop.
Or Venmo, you know, or something like that. But
you don't even have to do any of that. You just have to be like next to the person. So can I see your phone real quick?
Yeah, can you take cash as well?
Just wait a second. So if you're like, hey, can you lend me $40? You don't even have to like press a button. It's just bing, bing, goes over.
You probably have to press something and approve it, but it's like an AirDrop is what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is all going to be, I think, super easy. And I think there's a lot of, that's going to make life even more easy. But, you know, I'm heading out to Johnson & Sons Paving. I'm actually thinking about going the other way. My hands have been getting too soft. I've been sitting around with a milky white. I'm not getting my hands dirty enough, so I'm going to get out and do a little manual labor today, and
nice.
Then maybe I'll ask ChatGPT, artificial, whatever we want to call it, and say, you know, what that might look like and see if they're on board with it, because it just seems like there are a lot of perils that go with this, too, that nobody is talking about. It's all just the easy, great stuff that is going to come from it. But, man, I think there's a lot of potholes that we're not really paying attention to.
Speaking of potholes, make sure you keep your hands on the wheel of that steamroller when you're driving it for Johnson & Sons today.
Yeah, I'm
both hands
I'm
on the wheel.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's a lot of heavy equipment that I don't really have a clue what the heck I'm going to be doing. So I'll be fingers crossed that we get it done today.
Good luck. Thank you, Tausch. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.